In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that God is still on the throne in these crazy times? Do you know that he hears and answers prayer if our faith in him is intact? Do you know that everything's going to come out all right? Oh, yes. We look and see the darkness in the world today, how dark it is. But you know what? When the light comes, the darkness vanishes. The light of Jesus Christ comes, and the darkness of the world and of the devil vanishes. Listen, I'm doing Philippians 2, verse 1. If there is any encouragement in Christ, well, I want to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you it's going to be all right. I want to tell you that no matter what you're going through, it's only for a time. God has a store for you. God is in store for you. I want to encourage you today, because encourage means to put heart in. Discourage means to take heart out of. You're discouraged today? I want to encourage you today. God loves you. He's still on the throne. He hears and answers prayer, and he's got a plan for your life. Oh, yes. Encouragement. That's what I try to do every day on the radio, to encourage people. People have written to me and said, "Father, we need to hear you more now than ever before, because now it is so dark. But when it is dark, the light comes and the darkness vanishes." If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, are you consoled today through the love of God, that you belong to him and he belongs to you? Are you consoled today that no matter what happens, it's going to be all right? God has got his plan, and the plan is Jesus Christ and his gospel going throughout the ends of the earth. Any sharing in the Spirit, any sharing in the, I tell you, we couldn't do anything without the Holy Spirit. We are completely, completely bereft without the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I tell you how we need the Holy Spirit in these days. How we need the Holy Spirit in these days. We need the power of God. You know, I believe in the Word of God. I believe in the Eucharist. I believe in the coming of Jesus Christ as glorious when he comes in glory. Any compassion and sympathy. Jesus has compassion on you. That means he suffers on with you. Any compassion. Make my joy complete. Paul has joy. He's in jail, and he has joy. Make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love. I tell you, we need to have the same mind in Christ Jesus, because I tell you, the darkness has covered the world, and it's become part of the church. No, not today. Not today. Not today. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind with Christ Jesus. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. O God, give us the grace to seek Jesus with all of our hearts. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. Doesn't lead anywhere. It's all about you. And the scripture says, he must increase and we must decrease. I tell you, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. That's nothing. Nothing. I tell you, when I start thinking about finances, I need to be more generous. Oh, yes, more, much more generous than I am now. And I go way over tithing by the power of the grace of God. But in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Regard others as better than yourselves. Remember joy. Jesus first, others second, you and me third. Regard others as better than yourselves. That's humility, serving the brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but to the interest of others. See, joy, Jesus, others, you. We need to care about others. We need to care about others. We go out and feed the poor. Is that a feather in our cap? No, it's just justice, because they don't have what they need. It's just justice. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. I'm going to tell you what the same mind is. Grasp onto nothing. You might be grasping onto fear today. Let it go. You say, how? Open your hands and say to the Lord, I surrender. I surrender. You may be grasping onto your finances today. Oh, no. No, be generous. Be generous. Be generous. You may be grasping onto your sins, but they've been washed in the blood of the Lamb if you've gone to confession. They've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Don't grasp onto your sins. Don't grasp onto anything but Jesus Christ. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, this is a song in the early church, though he was in the form of God, though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped at. No grasping today. Open your hands and let go. Let go. As something to be grasped at. But he emptied himself. Empty yourself today in the presence of the Lord. Tell the Lord, I have nothing to give you. I just give you myself. I surrender right now. He emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. God emptied himself. Emptied himself of what? Of the glory. For you and for me, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself. Being born as a human being was humbling. God becoming man, and became obedient to the point of death. He humbled himself to go to the cross for you, for me. Be encouraged today in Christ. Be consoled today in Christ. Share in the Holy Spirit and have compassion upon others as well as on yourself. Make my joy complete. Paul has joy in the midst of being arrested. Make my joy complete. He humbled himself and became obedient to even death on a cross. Therefore, when you see a therefore, you've got to know what it's there for. God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. What's the name? Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is our Savior. He opens the road to us through his precious blood Amen. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He opens the way to us and for us through the blood of the cross, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm going to sing it. It was a song of the early church. Who, though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped at, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, being found in human form. Oh, yes, being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. This is God. Not only becomes a human being, but he dies on a cross, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and gave him the name, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm going to tell you, one day, every knee will bend at the name of Jesus. Every person will proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I tell you, we need to start doing it now. We need to start doing it now. Now is the time to do it. That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. One day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why do we wait for the one day when Christ comes in glory? Let's do it now. Jesus, we bow before you. We proclaim your word that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I tell you, the Father sent us Jesus. He had nothing else to send but his very best. He sent us his Son. Do you believe that he is the Son of God? Amen. I believe. Do you believe that there's encouragement in Christ Jesus? Amen. I believe. Do you believe that there's consolation in Christ Jesus, in the Holy Spirit? Amen. Do you believe that we should treat others as better than ourselves? Amen. 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 I continue with the 12th verse of chapter 2 to the Philippians. Remember, Paul is in a house arrest. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, because he's in jail, obey me. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Don't think that just because you had an experience of going to heaven, you've got to keep on surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to keep on surrendering to Christ, having the same mind as Christ Jesus had, not grasping onto anything, not grasping onto anything. For it is God who is at work in you. Do you believe that today? God is in work with you. God is at work in you. Do you believe that? Enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. I want to live for the good pleasure of God. I want God to say, he gave me pleasure. Psalm 95 says, 40 years I endured that generation. Oh, God, I never want you to endure me or anyone who listens to me. We want you to work for our good pleasure, that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do all things without murmuring and arguing. Do all things without murmuring and arguing. I remember someone saying, I don't set up the chairs. I'm in the healing ministry. Well, get over it. Get over it. You're setting up the chairs for the people of God. Get over it. Get over it. Be humble. Don't think that you've got anything of yourself to offer God. The only thing we can offer God is ourselves and our surrender. Do all things without murmuring and arguing, so that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We live in a crooked and perverse generation. It seems to be becoming more perverse every single day. Oh, yes, even the commercials show people that are homosexual, that are on the couch together, arm in arm. Oh, no, this is not God's will. This is not God's will. Perverse generation in which you shine like stars in the world. You are called to shine like a star in the world. Stars don't try to shine. By their very nature, they shine. We need to shine in this crooked and perverse generation. How is that? As we give our lives to Jesus, as we give our yes to Jesus, as we say, yes, I surrender all. I want to shine in this crooked and perverse generation. I want to make people jealous. I want to make people jealous that they would have what I have. I want what he has. I remember saying that about someone. I want what he has. And you know what? I got it. St. Paul says the only way the Jewish people are going to come to the Lord Jesus Christ is that through his ministry and the ministry of others, he's going to make them jealous. They heal the sick. They cast out demons. They preach the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, yeah, shine like stars in this world. Would you shine like stars in the world? It is by your holding fast the word of life that I can boast on that day of Christ that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Hold on to the word of Christ. Hold on to the gospel. Hold on to Jesus. Oh, yes. Some people say, you know, I had my Jesus time. Now I'm into yoga. Well, you're into the devil. You're into the devil. Yoga has roots in a foreign god. Oh, yes. Who's going to preach that if not me? I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm trying to make you repent. Oh, yes. But even if I am being poured out as a libation, a drink offering, over the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, he's being poured out over the sacrifice of the faith of the Philippians. I am glad and rejoice with all of you. This letter is into being rejoiced. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And in the same way, you must be glad and rejoice with me. See, it's all about rejoicing. Have you been rejoicing? I don't feel like it. I rejoice in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. You see, we're to rejoice, but I don't feel like it. Well, you know what? I don't feel like doing a lot of things, but I have to do them because I'm committed. I'm committed to do them. I sometimes don't feel like preaching. And you know what? I'm committed to doing it. I'm committed. And you know, it's difficult some days. Some days it's very difficult to preach the gospel because of what's happening in my life. But there is encouragement in Christ Jesus. It's not always going to be there. Oh, yes, there's encouragement in Christ Jesus. It's not always going to be there. Chapter 2, verse 19. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon. Timothy is Paul's sidekick. Oh, yes, Timothy loves Jesus. I hope to send Timothy to you soon so that I may be cheered by the news of you, so that he would tell me about how this community is rejoicing, is encouraging, is praising God in surrender. Oh, yes, I have no one like Timothy who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. Again, it's joy. Jesus, others, you. Yes, not you, others, Jesus. It's Jesus first. One day the Lord spoke to me, if you take care of Jesus, I'll take care of you. How do we take care of Jesus? By preaching the Word of God, by celebrating the Eucharist, by prophesying. Oh, yes, if you take care of Jesus, he'll take care of you. All of them are seeking their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Are you seeking your own interests? I want to seek the interests of the Lord Jesus Christ, to go out and to touch people in the name of Jesus. But Timothy's worth, you know, how like a son with the father he has served with me in the work of the gospel. In other words, Timothy is sold out. He's sold out. What about us? Are we sold out to Jesus? I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I trust in the Lord that I will also come to you soon. That never happened. He was killed. They cut off his head. Still, I think it necessary to send to you Ephrodotus, my brother and co-worker and fellow soldier, your messenger and minister to my need. For he has been longing for all of you. This man has been longing for the Philippian community, praying for the Philippian community. Oh, yes, and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill, Ephrodotus, and he was indeed so ill that he nearly died. But God, the God of mercy, had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, in order that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious, welcome him. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The letter to the Philippians is about rejoicing. Rejoice always. The letter is about encouraging. Encourage the saints. Encourage the people of God. It's going to be all right. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.